the night before Valentine, which would have been last night, like 53 years ago, on Valentine Eve, Dottie and I had our first date. I've mentioned that before. And so each year on the Valentine Eve, we celebrate that date. And I've mentioned before where we went. It was not much. She was in a wedding rehearsal, and I, it worked out that we would just do something after the wedding rehearsal was over, which was, you know, kind of wasn't much you could do. So we went to this little coffee shop, and this is the first time I'd ever been with her in a situation like this. We go in this little coffee shop. Now, remember, this is 53 years ago, and she got a donut, and I got a donut, and she got a cup of coffee, and I got a cup of coffee, and it was where they didn't even have, they, you sat on stools. Some of you remember those days, you know, when you just go and sit on stools. And the bill was 21 cents. No. Cup of coffee then a nickel, donut a nickel. In Georgia then, sales tax was one penny on that. So it's 21 cents. And I reached up to bite into my donut, and she said, remember, we had never been out before. Ever. She said, well, are we not going to have a prayer? And I thought, she's a nun. I didn't know. Well, I the fact she said that, I thought, she must think we're supposed to have a prayer. And then she said, anything that costs a quarter, I always have a prayer. And I didn't want to debate that. It was just 21 cents. But so I bowed, and that was my first donut prayer I think I ever prayed. But anyway, all right, 53 years ago. Now, last night, when I got home yesterday afternoon, I said, we took the little grandchildren some Valentine gifts, and we left there, and she says, now, what are we doing for our special time? I said, surprise. I said, now, it's not a very dress-up deal where we're going. But anyway, I drove to one of my favorite hamburger places. This has nothing to do with our animal, but she and I like to go there. It's up on Holcomb, South Wales. I mean, it's like where Fonzie ate years ago type thing. You wouldn't probably like it, but I just love it. And they fix things she can eat good. So we go there. But that wasn't a big deal. We get in the car, and she said, I said, now that's just the first part. We've got the second part of this anniversary of the first date. So we drive from, well, we're downtown around the hospitals. We drive all the way back to Friendswood. And she said, well, where are we going? I said, well, you'll see. Well, we go down to this Dunn's Donut Shop. See, I'm remembering what we did 53 years ago. And I brought the bill. I have it in my hand. We were celebrating our 21 cent 53 years ago, and we both had whatever we had, and it was $11.44. I'm telling you, folks, of course, 53 years, maybe 21 cents. Of course, this is, you know, but be that as it may, we had a wonderful, wonderful time remembering our first day. When I have more time, I'll tell you what I picked her up in to impress her on that date, and almost lost her in that. But anyway, now, there was no page number on the screen on purpose. I'll give you a page number in a moment. But, you know, I've mentioned before that these Tuesday Bible lunches, I mentioned last week, I think, that I try to prepare them on Friday in the afternoon, after lunch. From there, about the end of the day Friday, my goal is to have a rough draft typed up enough that I can send it to Herwick as though it would make any difference in what he's saying. And he will have an idea, and he does a good job tying in the music to what I do. But there's still things to do. But long before that, where do I get these ideas for Tuesday Bible lunch? Well, basically, they just come out of my daily Bible reading, and I'll see something I read, and I think, you know, that might be a good Tuesday Bible lunch thought. And I have a little folder, and I just jot down Tuesday Bible lunch thought and write me up and put a question mark. And then special occasions, I would, you know, I mean, I know Valentine, we celebrate love, and so I know I'm going to do something about love. And so I begin to think, now, you know, on Tuesday is Valentine's Day, I need to do something about love, so that was easy. I mean, you wouldn't have to be a real sharp preacher to figure that out. Today, he sang a song about love, and I'm going to do something about love. Here came the hard part. I thought, well, you know, the Bible's just full of stuff about love. I mean, like, what do I want to do? I'm going to talk about love. Well, then I thought of verses in the Bible. I thought, well, I could do John 3:16. That's the most familiar verse in the whole Bible. It talks about love. I could do that famous love chapter. I thought, well, you know, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, I could go there and develop something out of that. And then I thought, well, there's that great verse over in Romans chapter 5. I love that verse. That God demonstrates his love toward us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That'd be a great, you know, that's pretty good. Might be a little heavy for Tuesday Bible lunch, but it'd be okay. And then I love that verse over in 1 John that says this, before we ever loved God, he already loved us. Now, that's a good verse. I love that verse. And, you know, I thought about these things, and I thought about these things, and then I was... Even this morning, I was reading in my Bible, and I was over in the book of Genesis, and I was in chapter 29, and along that little portion of Scripture, you know, where God talks about the fact that, you know, he looks at our heart, and he knows what's in our heart, and we could have, you know, done something about that. And then that story about Jacob, you know, working those 7 years for Rachel. You remember that story? And old Laban... her brother kind of backtracked on his promise and gave him the wrong sister, and he worked another 7 years. But I love that verse. It says that the 7 years seemed only like a few days. Now, you talk about love. That's love, is it not? If you love somebody so much, you'd work for them 7 years, and you say it just seemed like a very few days. But having said all that, I finally thought of a verse I want you to turn to on page 165. It's back in the book of Deuteronomy. Back in the book of Deuteronomy. And probably, you know, I might do this on Valentine's in many years, but I don't think I've ever dealt with this verse on Valentine. But it's a great verse. On page 165, you're in the book of Deuteronomy. I hope that is correct. I hope you're in chapter 6. And if you look down, in a moment, we're going to look down in verse 5. But let me just quickly say a little word about this book of Deuteronomy. First of all, you know, people, by and large, if we tell the truth, most folks, Deuteronomy is not one of their big books. You know, it's so repetitious of what we've read in Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. The fact of the matter is, it's a great book. And we need to understand this much about it. Deuteronomy is a restatement. It's not a repeat. It's a restatement of what is in Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. And you come to Deuteronomy, and it was here because the Jewish people that had arisen during their journey from Egypt to the Promised Land, God knew they needed to be reminded of these laws that he had given, so when they went into the Promised Land, God, if they would obey them, God would bless them. So that's the whole idea. Really, Deuteronomy evidently was one of Jesus' favorite books, because if you remember the story in the wilderness when Satan tempted the devil, you remember that? And he responded back to him three times. Two of those three times, Jesus quoted verses from Deuteronomy. So I'm trying to give a PR job on the book of Deuteronomy. It's not a boring book. It's a restatement. And I would say today that all of us need to be reminded of the laws that God has given. And if you say, well, I don't want to read all of Exodus, all of Leviticus, all of Numbers, well, go read Deuteronomy. And you're just going to have a restatement of all of that. Now, having said that, in Deuteronomy chapter number 6, there is the central and most important commandment of all God's commandments. That's a big statement. I don't think any honest Bible student would even halfway debate that statement. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, the most important commandment, the central commandment of every commandment that God gave. And look at it again. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5 says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your strength." And if you remember in the New Testament, over in Matthew chapter 22, I think, you have this Pharisee who happened to also be a lawyer. That's quite a combination, a Pharisee lawyer. I can't go into all that, but that'd be interesting. You know, he one day, this Pharisee lawyer, asked Jesus. He was going to trick him. He said, tell us, what is the greatest commandment of all? Now, you remember that. I think you would. And Jesus said, well, the greatest of all commandments, and he quoted this very text, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your strength. And then he went on to say, and the second is this, but we'll stick with the first today. Now, here's the deal. It's in the Bible, and we've been taught all of our life. We're teaching, Dottie and I, as we have opportunity, we teach our grandchildren. Now, look, above everything, you're to love God. You're to love God. And as we try to help them know Bible verses and supplement what they get in their home and what they get at church in ways we can. But, this is a whole deal. All of us know we need to love God. The question comes, how do we express our love to God? That's a good question. Here it is. Look at it again. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. The question is, how can I express to God in heaven, the creator of the universe, how would you express to God? Well, let me mention some ways very quickly. Number one, one way to express our love to God is just by obedience to the things that he teaches us in the Bible. When we obey God, the Heavenly Father, it's just a way we have of showing that we love him. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, I want to comment on that. Jesus is not saying be perfect. No, he's not looking for perfection. He's looking for progression. See, I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. None of us are going to be perfect. But God judges the heart. The Bible says, man looks at the outer appearance. That's how we look at people. But God looks at the heart. God knows our heart. And even when we don't measure up, when we mess up, and we ask God to forgive us, but the point is, God knows in our heart we didn't mean to mess up. So, sometimes what you do in your heart is what counts, I think. I know it is here. I was thinking as I said that, in the last few days, I don't remember exactly, but John said he wanted to take Dottie and me. We kind of ran into one another here about the end of the day. He said, hey, why don't y'all come go to Jimmy Chonga's? I'll buy. I thought, praise God, revival's coming. And so we went and had a wonderful meal, and I just enjoying being with him, and we just having a great time. Well, we got ready to leave, and the waiter comes up and says, somebody took care of y'all's bill. There's no bill. And I said, well, who did it? He said, well, they've gone. I don't know who did it. I don't know their name. They did it in cash, so I don't have a way of looking at their credit card name or anything. I said, well, what'd they, I didn't see anybody there that I thought would have bought our meal. I just couldn't figure the deal out. But anyway, that's the way it was. So we get outside, and I said to John, I said, now, wait a minute here. I said, you, I hope, don't count that as buying our meal. And here's what John said. John said, I bought it in my heart. I bought it in my heart. I wanted John to buy it in his billfold. That's what I wanted John. Of course, I know John. He's got gift cards. Everybody, I know how this deal works. But, and I think God knows my heart, and God knows I want to obey him. And as long as we want to obey God, that's our heart. We're not going to always make 100, etc. But that is a way, with all of my heart, and I think I could say this with all of your heart. All of us want to obey what God teaches. That's just the way we express our love to God. Number two thing I want to mention quickly is that spending time with God is certainly a way to express our love to God. It's simple. If you love someone, you want to talk to them. And you want to listen to them. And you want to be around them. During the course of a day, I'm going to, if Dottie hadn't already done so, I'm going to check in during the day a time or two or to just see how she's doing. And I might not, I don't just check in and say, hey, I just thought to call up and tell you I love you. I mean, if I did that four or five times a day every day, she'd think I'm doing something bad out here. You mean check me out. But I'm going to check in, be sure she's okay, be sure everything's fine. Well, and if she's got something, but it's the same deal with you. If we love someone, We want to spend time with them, and we want to just enjoy that. And you know, I want to encourage you. We talk so much about, you know, our quiet time, and our quiet time is very, very important. I encourage you, even if it's not long, it's still important. And everybody's can't be as long as everybody else's, and I understand that. But I just know this. Like today, for example, is the 15th. It's the 14th. Is that not what the... Isn't the 14th day? Yeah, well, I read the wrong proverb. I read the wrong proverb. Glad I said that. I read Proverb 15. I'll catch 14 tomorrow. Here's where I was going with that. I read Proverbs 15 today. I don't know how in the world I missed the day. But that's a great proverb. I mean, it just had some verses that I needed. In fact, I read it about twice. Read some of the verses over and over several times. And thought, boy, I'm just so glad I read that today. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to read 14 before I go to bed tonight. Must be something. I don't know. Well, you know, but it amazes me, you know. But here's where I want to go with that. Like, don't let that be all you do with God. I mean, I think that's a great mistake we make, and we are sincere. We think, well, I'll read a little Bible in the morning, read a little devotion, whatever, and have a prayer. Boop, I'm out of here. Well, we don't eat like that. I mean, on Sunday, I don't say to Dottie, man, I got to have a big lunch today, for I'm not eating again the next Sunday. No. We eat all, you know, we eat every day, and we eat several times during the day. Well, it's the same here. This idea of I'm just going to go to church on Sunday, and that's going to be kind of my deal. Well, you know, that's better no deal. But that's, I'll tell you what it is. It's not the blessing it can be. It may be a good deal, but it's not the blessing. It's not the blessing. Just during the day, you don't even have, you don't even have to close your eyes. You can just commune with God, thank God for things. You can even think things that you don't even verbalize out loud. God knows what's in your heart. But that constant spending time with God just as you journey through the day, God, you know, help me now with this. And God, help me now with this. And if you're up against, you know, something, you know, Lord, now you know what's coming here next for me. You know what I'm about to get involved in. Help me with that. But what it really boils down to is a way of expressing our love to God. Then one other thing I mentioned. Here are ways you can, you know, here's the verse. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind, or strength. Well, what is that? How do you do that? Well, you do that by obeying the Lord, at least in your heart. You want to do the right thing. You spend some time with him. It doesn't have to be 2 hours at one time. Just kind of snack with him during the day as you journey along. And then do things with God. Now listen to this. And for God is a great way of saying, expressing your love to God. Do things with God. Now you say, well, how do you do something with God? Well, a lot of ways, but I'll just give you one little example. I mean, you wouldn't do this at all, but just like it was last Thursday night, it wasn't late at all. I was upstairs in my study doing something or another, and I was coming down the steps, and I thought, I'm going to ask Dottie, would she maybe like to go to Starbucks? It was not late. Well, I get out the bottom of the stairs, and she's fully dressed for bed. Thought, Lord, what's going on here? And I said, are you going to bed? She says, I must go to bed early tonight. I need extra sleep. And I said, well, I was about to ask you you want to go to Starbucks? And she said, no, I don't want to go to Starbucks. You go to Starbucks. I've got to go to bed. Well, I didn't want to go to Starbucks by myself. And so, in fact, I didn't really want to go to Starbucks at all. I thought that she would want to go. That stuff's high. Have you noticed that stuff's high? But anyway, I went in our living room over in the section that I kind of have some of my little paraphernalia when I'm down there. And I have this wonderful book that you wouldn't give 2 cents for. It's on Greek synonyms. You say, I can't imagine anything more boring. Well, I can understand. But I got my Bible. And what I'm doing, this thing's got like 160-something, like, synonyms. And, like, For example, the word temple, in the Greek language, there are two different Greek words for temple. So in many of our English words, there may be four or six words in the Greek language. And depending on which word it is how it's translated in English. Okay. But what I've been doing is every day, and I don't get it done every day, but this is my goal. I'm doing one little section. It's only about two pages or three. It's not a big deal. With my Bible. And I just am enjoying that, learning things about that, and it's just been a blessing to me. And I looked a little bit later, and I thought, my gracious, I've been here 2 hours with this thing. And now, I know what you would say. You should have dressed and gone on to bed, too. But I'm not saying you need to read Greek synonyms. I'm just saying sometimes when we're just kind of alone and it's kind of quiet, those are great times. Or maybe just when you're out walking. When I walk by myself, now Dottie walks with me the bulk of the time, but there are times Sunday morning I want to walk by myself early. And sometimes I come down here by myself. But when I'm by myself, those are great times just to think and just spend some real quality time with God. It's amazing. And then doing things for God. By and large, now it's not the only way, but by and large, God does His work through His people. Could I have an amen to that? That's really the truth. Now, He can do anything, but He chose to do His work primarily through His people, which means, this is very exciting to me, God can do work through us. And I want to encourage you, and it's not a big deal type thing always, but it's just amazing how if we will be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, that we can do things with God as we partner with Him. That's what the Bible says. You know, we're partners with God. And if we be sensitive, He can do much of His work through us. I close with one illustration as recent as this morning. Many of us, our hearts are very broken that Sonny Steed's going to be with the Lord. His family, Lita and kids, will receive friends later on this evening over here in the chapel and service tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Sonny Steed was our minister of education for 5 years. He was here when we moved from the old location out here. I will be eternally thankful for all he did to take all that stuff we had down there, and we just had phase one out here and make it work. And then after 5 years, he retired, and then he kind of came out of retirement and worked hither and yonder. And then he came back here in recent time and worked out a little part-time. He and Lita came back and joined the church, and he said, look, I don't really want a job by pay, but I want to serve the Lord. That's who Sonny was. Came here to Tuesday Bible lunch about every Tuesday. And so he and John kind of worked this thing out to start with. And I'll just let you on the inside story. Like one day John came to me and said, Daddy, I've got this deal worked out with Sonny. I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, he's willing. He just wants to work part-time. He wants to be able to be free to do things and all. But all he wants is, a lot of it had to do with making phone calls to help us with things. He said, if we just pay his cell phone bill. He said, I've hired him for a cell phone. I said, shame on you, John. But that was Sonny's spirit. But I said, well, we got to do a little bit. Bernie's got to drive over. He lived over in Pearland. You'll get to drive. So we worked out this little deal. And he's been such a blessing. And yesterday, as a week ago, I was putting together a few more items of things to ask Sonny to do. And that night, he had a stroke. And he went to be with the Lord Sunday late afternoon. Now, I share that to say this. Certainly, you want to pray for the family. He's part of our Tuesday Bible lunch group. But about 10 o'clock this morning, I just felt I need to call Lita and say, hey, I'm going to be praying for you today. And I want to pray with you right now. And this is going to be a hard day for Lita. They've been married in the high 60s, she told me, and I forgot, but I mean way up in the upper 60 years together. And I just had a wonderful little time of prayer with her. I said, I'll be praying for you this afternoon. You'll be here about 4. They're going to have a pre-time before the people come. I said, I'll be there when you get there. And I say that to say this. That's just a way to do something with God. It was not me comforting Lita. It was me praying with Lita, but it's God who is a comfort. Could I have an amen to that?